Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Quarantee. I'm your host, Beth Cassidy, and this week I'm going to be covering a very special topic to me. It's so special, I'm going to talk about it next week, too. In this two-segment series, we will be talking about the increase in marijuana use during quarantine and social isolation. Since the start of lockdown in March of this year, one of our only responsibilities as a civilian in the United States has been to stay inside as much as possible. What better way to get the job done than by being high all the time? Of course, we have responsibilities, but those don't take half as long without a commute and all the busy work that usually comes with leaving the house. Now, our responsibilities take a fraction of the day. So the rest of it? Before these times, weed was used as a way to relax and veg out after a long day. But now, the couch being so nearby and the TV simply collecting dust, the perfect setting for a joint and a cold LaCroix exists all day long. I'm here today with Jaina, UW student, senior in the Foster School of Business. We are breaking down the balance of being a stoner. Without further ado, here's Jaina. Welcome to UW Daily Podcast Quarantine, Jaina.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show with me today. We are going to switch up positions. Usually I'm just a podcast host, but today we're just two stoners talking about weed.
Hey, hey.
talk a little bit about yourself first. You are what year at UW, and then what is your major?
Yeah, I am a senior at UW, which is still insane to say. I don't even know if I've told anyone that out loud yet. And I am a marketing major and English minor. You can tell I'm awesome. High too, obviously.
That's yeah. No, we met up before this. It's for the occasion.
It's ceremonial.
Exactly. So is that a lot of work being in foster and doing an English minor? That sounds like a lot of work.
It's not. I feel like I just fit it into my schedule pretty easily. I really enjoy mm-hmm. my English classes quite a bit more than my business classes, to be honest. And so I feel like they don't really feel like a crazy amount of work since I really enjoy it. I do work part-time at an e-commerce company called Toki, and that has taken up a ton of my time lately. So it's balancing those two is crazy times, but we get through it.
Oh my goodness. Wait, so are you going to be working for them after you graduate?
That is still up in the air. Honestly, okay. It's a startup, and I've worked in mostly startups so far, like with my internships, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of ready to get a little more financial stability and like size, hopefully, in a company. But we'll see. Right. I'm really open. Just still, you know, the job market these days.
Yeah. That leads me to my next conversation, which is about weed and how we use it to fill our time in quarantine, seeing that there is... Well, I don't know for you. It doesn't really sound like you have a lot of free time. So are you...
Well, my free time...
Go ahead.
Yeah, my free time is typically spent with a bit of weed. So
right.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like that has... I definitely have some free time, and usually weed has been a really great way to escape a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like you can... follow like a rigid schedule with like the way you smoke weed, or do you feel like you're pretty flexible? You like are able to be functional while you're high? Like,
mm-hmm. I feel like I am pretty flexible. I think that I go through a lot of phases. So you caught me at a time. I just finished my cart and I'm deciding like that I'm not going to get another one because my pen is just... I think pens are a blessing and a curse, and mm-hmm. they are incredibly convenient, which can be awesome when I think like weed is insanely helpful for my mental health personally. Like, that's a topic we can talk about later or whenever. But I feel like that it has been so helpful. And so having it nearby is really comforting and a nice thing to just know that I'll be able to relax and turn my brain off, because I'm like a perpetual overthinker and projector. And so I feel like it is insanely helpful. But at the same time, having it around 24/7 in such a convenient format that I can just like sit there and puff in my bed is really tough, because it's just like, you know, it's there.
It can get very habitual, and like sometimes the pen is funny because I just like to, like, I like the action of it. So I will get into a habit as if it's like a vape or like nicotine, and like I just pick it up just to hit it, and then it's weed, so it's gonna, and depending on what you smoke, like, do you usually get like a hybrid or sativa?
Yeah, I usually get hybrids pretty strictly because I really like both strains. It never, it doesn't really, like, I wouldn't say I'm heavily, I mean, I like different them both for different reasons. And it's so funny because, like, I feel like I sound, like, I just remember being, like, when I was younger and, like, thinking that I would sound so, like, I think I sound like I know what I'm talking about. But honestly, it's just, like, after time, like, you do start to figure it out. And I feel like it really does affect me differently, like, different strains.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense when it's, when they, you know, sativa's the body high and indica's the mind high. It really, like, that's kind of how I think about it. And I do like hybrid as well, because I feel like I kind of like walk the rope of both of them.
Yeah. And it shows you like what I feel like that, in my opinion, is like what high is supposed to be, because you get both feelings at once. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it feels like nice to be able to get both.
I totally get it. You get like a buzz all around. I think, I mean, I feel like weed in general like gives you a buzz all around, but I like hybrid because it's kind of, it like spreads it out evenly.
Totally. Agreed.
Yeah. Well, cool. Okay, well, what is your relationship with weed? Like, are you guys, I just asked because I did another interview before this. It's going to be a two-part segment, and Maeve said she's like in a complicated relationship with weed right now, like it being quarantine, and I totally am right there with her.
That's so funny. I love that. Also, I love the name Maeve. Random, but
tell her.
I would say that I have like a truly loving, caring relationship with weed, with like a dash of toxicity. So like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just a little bit of
she
spice
holds you at
in
night,
our
but
like
sometimes
there's,
you guys fight.
Sometimes there's some like exactly, like sometimes it is not mixing. So I just feel like it's been, I've been on a journey with it. So I really started with it pretty strictly being a social thing. And I think a lot of people do. Like, it kind of starts when you're like in the circle and you're like hanging out, kind of sometimes drunk. Like, I think I started in high school, but not that I should say that, you know, but whatever. Not that it matters.
You're fine. No. Me and Maeve said the same thing, high school.
Yeah, but
everyone tried weed
everyone,
in high school.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't, school, and that's like, the thing is, like, it really was social at that point. And so it kind of continued also, like that in college. Sorry, go
ahead. It's that thing that's like, no, you're good. It's that thing that's like the exciting, cool thing to do. Like, you know, everyone's trying weed. Like,
And so it was, that's the thing is, it was kind of fun. And like, I really just did it because I felt like, and I felt like a lot, I ended up like being not attracted, I'm trying to think of the right word, like gravitated towards people that also liked it. And so we just kind of all like, had that in common almost, and it like creates a really fun bond. But that was how like my freshman and sophomore years went, I feel like. And then I feel like that sort of transitioned into me using it more personally, like by myself. And that relationship was also a journey where it was like, for a little while, definitely be using it too much, to the point where like, not, it's never been, I've never seen it as a problem until like, so there have been a few times where I've been like, like I realized that I was kind of dissociating all day. I was really, really busy.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember anything.
I don't remember the day, and I didn't process it. And then I would just go to hit my pen without even thinking about it. And then I'm like, like, that's not good, you know? And there was this one night where I remember being, like, in kind of a negative headspace even after I hit my pen. And that, like, never happens to me. I'm super positive when I'm high, like, overly positive. Like, I'm just a, you know, giggly, annoying person. But I feel like, yeah. But I think that that time I was just really unhappy from, like, things that had happened that day. And I did it before I even thought about it. And I was like, shit, like, I shouldn't have done that. You know, but I, and then that I went on a tea break for like a week after that. I had my roommate take my box. I had Jules take it, and she like put it in her room, and I was like, you know what, I'm good. And so I literally forgot about it, and I was totally fine for like a week. And yeah, it was like, it was like a good, we needed a break, but we got to the next stage and are on the mend currently. Our relationship is on the mend. So
was that like a few years ago? Was that some like recently?
That was recently. That was like a couple months ago. It was like September.
Got it. Yeah. I feel like when school was starting, I too was in a very toxic relationship with weed. I was like definitely using it to dissociate, using it like, I mean, abusing it to the point where I was just like, oh, I would just smoke and then not do any school, like, right at the beginning. Because I was just like, yeah, I just want to chill. It's time to chill.
Exactly. There was so much going on.
Like, oh, no. Like, yeah, exactly. And you look back on those days, and it's like, it's not, like, you don't remember being depressed, but looking back on them and, like, not knowing you didn't process the day at all, like, makes you feel depressed. You're just like, oh, that's like a bummer. Yeah.
I just felt, big bummer.
No, anyway. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that was all.
Big bummer vibes. Well, what's your favorite pastime with marijuana?
I love that question. It makes me really happy because I feel like that would fall into two categories. I think that you kind of have to differentiate between weed alone and weed with friends because they're like two different experiences to me. And so when I'm alone, my very favorite thing to do, well, like, first of all, I love eating, but especially with indica. and so, but
oh,
if
interesting.
It's, yeah, like it's heavily different depending on, like right now I'm like not even that hungry because I was just smoking sativa. Anyway, it's a weird thing, but
I never thought of that.
My very favorite thing to do is to go walk, especially now that I live in Green Lake, but like walking and listening to music, absolutely a phenomenal experience. 10 out of 10, totally recommend. I feel like the main character when I do that. Like, I feel like I'm in my own movie. It's great. And you can just like, you know, like you can strut a little, you can like go say hi to the ducks. It's great. Anyway.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I literally would do that all the time when I lived by Green Lake as well.
It's so like, fun.
It's the spot for that. And people watching when you're
I was going to say, what's
so
your favorite?
Well, recently, I'd say my favorite is painting.
Ooh.
And also going on walks. I live on First Hill now, so I live like by the water downtown. And I like walk down to the water and just like pop my AirPods in and like walk back and forth and just people watch.
That's
a lot
of
the same stuff.
I love that. Yeah. No, it's so fun.
Yeah.
And location's everything.
It's such a fun experience. Yeah. In Seattle, because like everyone's just kind of doing their own thing anyway.
Don't you feel like they get it?
It's super easy.
Yeah, it's like nobody, I don't feel, just, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I feel super like in my own world because I know everybody else's and it's a very comforting, like it's like an isolating, comforting feeling. It's like mysterious and sexy.
Totally.
Okay.
Oh, and then my other one was like with friends. I feel like my favorite is definitely
socially,
like making a bunch of food and binging TV and movies. Like, I know that's so basic,
I haven't done that
you know?
So long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Eating, like, Oreos and Doritos, like, just, yeah.
Oh, my God. We ate Oreo Thins last night. Mick had them.
Oreo
and they're
what?
Thins. I know that sounds weird.
Yes.
And I know they're probably a polarizing snack, but they're so good. The ratio, incredible. I'm their spokesperson now. Anyway.
I love the, like, easiness of a thin. I don't know what it is.
It's, like,
just,
the
like,
satisfying crunch. Mm. Okay.
It's
anyway,
kind of like
me
a chip.
Not
it's
hungry,
like an Oreo
quote,
chip.
Unquote.
I know. I'm about to go to the corner store after this and get Oreo thins.
I love that.
Okay, let's talk about, like, we talked about your mood, which that's really inspiring to hear that, like, weed just makes you happy. I, like, really like that. Because, like, usually what, like, weed does is, like, heighten whatever mood you're in. That just, like, shows that you're just, like, a really happy person.
I honestly, like, just, like, whether that's a good thing, like, that sometimes can be a bad thing. Like, I've had friends, it's so funny, this is super off topic, but I've had friendships that are, like, people saying, like, basically saying that I'm too happy and that, like, I'm not, and it's not true. Like, if you really get to know me, like, I'm definitely not happy.
I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
I think, I know you know that. Having lived with one of your best friends, like, and just, like, even seeing you in passing, like, I think we've been crying in the same room together.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah. Oh my God, for sure. Something like, about that porch. But
it's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Exactly. A tangent. But yes, it does make me really happy. And I feel like I am grateful for that as well. Like, I'm happy that it enhances that mood and not others. You know, it doesn't harp on anything. And it really lets me let go of a lot and just be out of control. Because I'm, like, kind of a control freak.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when I have bad times with weed, it's when I swing into the territory of being uncomfortable in the, like, not control.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I love when I have had to be in control all day, and then I can just, like, veg
out. Same, exactly. And, like, you need that, and I don't really personally get that with alcohol. I get a little bit more aggressive with alcohol in, like, a fun way. But, you know.
No, same.
And, like, weed, I think, enhances, like, my personality in a really nice way. And alcohol, I think, does in a very different way and maybe not positively in some views. But not negatively either. It's just kind of fun. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. But
no,
you get the point.
I totally feel that about weed. Like, weed makes me feel more self-expressive.
Yeah.
It's, like, easier for me to, like, do my makeup when I'm, like, high.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's easier for me to, like, get dressed. Like, it feels more fun.
And I just don't overthink things. Like, I'm not worried about people's perception of me. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm like, wait, is there coke in that weed you're smoking?
No, of course not. It's just, I just like it, okay?
I love this.
My opinion is probably enhanced because I am currently ingesting the substance, but you know what I mean.
I know. I mean, that's why it's so good. You just want to keep coming back.
And also, like, I feel like right now
you have, like, a different experience every time as well. I think
totally.
That's what's also, like, fun about weed.
Yeah.
Like, you can have, like, whole-ass epiphanies and not even realize it. And it's just,
absolutely.
Like,
I've had career epiphanies recently with weed, with the help of weed.
Okay, talk about it.
Well, okay. So, basically, I'm trying to remember when it was. It was a couple weeks ago. I was, like, falling asleep and, like, kind of high, and I was just thinking about, like, what I really want out of, basically, I had been getting a lot of job, like, not offers, but, like, prospects reaching out to me and recruiting, and I decided
by the way,
thank you, it was flattering, honestly, and, like, that was my immediate response as well. It was, oh my gosh, this is great, job market sucks, I should take every opportunity that comes my way. And I was a little bit desperate and a little bit scared. And
I feel like Foster, first of all, instills that in their students. So I'm really proud of you for overcoming that.
Thank you. I think they do too. Yeah.
I'm not in Foster, but, like, my friend Sarah was. And literally I watched her go through the same thing you're feeling right now.
Yeah,
last year.
It is just pure, like, stress and comparison. And it's not healthy. And I think there are ways, like, I don't think it's fully the school's fault by any means. I think that, like, there are ways for students to cope with it that are better than the ways that I've chosen in some ways, if that makes sense. But I also feel like it is worth examining, you know. But yeah, so yeah. It's a competitive culture. But I do feel like, so basically where I was going with that was I got a few people reaching out to me. Excuse me. I'm going to take a sip of water 1 second.
No problem. Me too. Water break.
Water break. But yeah, so I had a few people reach out to me, and I was like really excited by those prospects and had a few, I'm in the sales program, so I had a few meetings with potential companies, and I just kind of fell in love with this one and I was obsessed with it. And I actually have this, it's such a funny perspective for me looking at the comparison between job hunting and dating. And I'm like doing both of those things, like dating as in like virtual dating, which I'm off of dating apps right now because you know. But
are you in like a little thing right now?
No.
Or are you like taking a break?
No, okay. I am not. Okay. I'm the opposite of that, whatever that is.
Oh, well, then yeah.
No, I think that's hilarious.
That's the neutral state for quarantine.
Yeah. Like,
that's hilarious that you thought so.
Yeah, you thought. But no, I like did for a minute and it was great until it wasn't. So anyway, that's like that on that. But where yeah. I was going with that was I was at job search. Correct. Yes. And I got really excited about these prospects. And then the story's taking fucking forever.
It's okay. So, no, you're doing great.
I got excited by these prospects and was like, okay, now I want to do recruiting. And I was like, this is not my epiphany, by the way. This is my, like, mm-hmm. this is kind of me going down a path.
This is your thought process.
Yeah. Because
leading
I thought,
up to it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm good at maybe I won't say I'm good at talking to people, but I enjoy talking to people. And that's mm-hmm. a part of business that I can really see myself in. And so I thought recruitment, basically recruiting companies are and staffing companies are a lot of the ones that are looking for people right now. And so that's what I was mm-hmm. seeing a lot of. And I was like, oh, maybe these are just the only jobs open. But I'm realizing that like down the line, more jobs could definitely open up in other industries. But I basically thought that this was the only chance I was going to get. So I was like, okay, I need to do everything these people say, apply for all of these jobs and do this. And then I sat there and I was literally high and I was lying in bed and I was like, I do not want to do that. Like, I don't want to be sitting at a 9-to-5. Like, I'm totally fine with 9-to-5s, but I need like some element of creativity, I think, in my job and some level of flexibility. And I think mm-hmm. the people and companies that I was speaking with, even though they're incredible companies, I don't think that they are going to inevitably eventually give me what I want. And I was just reflecting a lot on my values. And I feel like those are things that I think a lot more about when I'm not preoccupied by my daily tasks and everything that clouds my brain, because my brain mm-hmm. is a crazy thought dumpster. And mm-hmm. I think that weed just quiets those things. So anyway, that's like yes. bringing that full circle, but it definitely
yeah no well I was gonna say, with your English minor, like, you have to do something more like with creativity in it as well.
Yeah, like writing, like, and reading are really my passions, and I feel like mm-hmm. I think writing more than reading, but I you kind of have to have both, you know. You have to have an appreciation for reading, but right. I do think that especially comes out. Like, I've written poems high. It's fun. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think it definitely brings out that. A lot of creativity.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I was talking about this in the last one, like, with when I first started smoking weed, I really felt like it ignited my, like, right side of my brain that, like, mm-hmm. honestly, I didn't have a relationship with since I was a kid. And so, like, it really does, like, kind of bring out your imagination. It brings out your, like spunkiness. Like, for me, I feel like, I don't know, I feel heightened yeah. in, like, everything.
I agree.
And, yeah, I totally love journaling. Like, I will have I'll space out and just realize I'm just, like, writing. And it's just because I'm, like, I have this thought. And, like, it wouldn't have come if it hadn't been, like, I don't know, the friction of just, like, all these thoughts from weed that don't usually come, because there are a lot of other, like, external, I don't know, yeah, externalities that create fogginess.
Totally.
And I think that's why people who, like, really struggle with ADHD, anxiety, depression, like, weed can be super helpful in the way that it, like, it brings warm, fuzzy thoughts mm-hmm. that, like, your, obviously it can bring, like, some paranoia and anxiety as well, but that's just, like, I feel like in moderation. You just have to
yeah
know.
And it also really depends on, like, your reaction to it personally. Like, it's so different,
right? Like, what strain, yeah, it can just, everyone has a different experience on it, but I think that's just, like, the beauty of it. It just makes, I don't know, it just, it puts everything in, like, glitter mm-hmm. kind of. everything in highlight.
I agree. I like that. I like that line.
Thank you. Thank you. So do you do work while you're high? Like, will you just like rip your pen all day? Or do you have like time schedules?
That's a good question. I'm going to expose myself. Yeah, I definitely have and do occasionally, but it's definitely more when I had my pen. And so like after not having my pen for a little bit, like it's just more of a task to go outside and smoke, which was why I did this. It's why I decided not to have my pen anymore. But I definitely, I know.
No, I mean, I think it's good. Like, that's like your incentive. I mean, I live in an apartment, so like, I have no other option but to open the window and,
yeah,
you know, do it.
I wish I could do that.
But like, I do appreciate that you have to kind of like go through the steps. Like, that was kind of at the 4754 where we had like the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would like go outside, and it was kind of like a little ritual, and it made it more, it made it fun. Like, that's what I also like about weed is like, if you do things on it, it can become very like cathartic and mm-hmm. like feel really good to like do a routine. It's like very satisfying, and I think that it's like important to have like a weed routine and just like
absolutely
have like a little I don't know, like your grinder, like a little process.
What's funny is I'm realizing, if I'm being completely honest, I'm looking at the questions again and I feel
like good.
You asked what your favorite pastime is, and I would say my number one above walks is masturbation, but that's like something that I didn't even think about until right now. And so that's kind of my for real answer. But I also, I think they're almost equal, but I'd say that goes above it. So there you go.
I love that you were spacing out, like reading that, being like, I really need to say this.
I totally was.
No, you do, because again, we were like talking about this last one, like what, I don't know what part of the brain it is that, I should know this, I'm a psych major, that like controls, oh, here, wait, increase sexual desire, 1 second.
Also, why don't we have a better word for female masturbation yet? Can you tell me that?
I know, isn't that so?
Guess what? I came up with one, but it's like cringy that I came up with one and that I'm sharing it with you, but I will.
Okay, go.
It's called soloing. So like, you solo.
You know what that just reminded me of?
What?
The song by Frank Ocean, Solo, which is,
oh my
like,
God.
Such a sexy song.
Yes. So, yeah. I love that. I've never thought of that.
You may have just done something.
Like, I hope I did something. I hate that guys have, like, a bajillion that they can choose from. Like, jerking off is so
honestly,
fucking aggressive.
I was going to say, they're all, like, unbecoming.
Solo, you could just slip
into
a conversation.
Masturbation is like a hard word. Like, it feels like you're like throwing syllables. Like, it's so long.
Exactly.
But it's not like whacking off or like circle jerk.
I know. No, I totally like, agree. Like, there's so many that are just so bad.
Ejaculating is aggressive, and I can't.
I totally agree.
So,
it's
yeah,
not
like,
fitting.
I don't know. Like, sexy time with indica, like, I don't know,
it's just
sexy,
it's
time.
So much better anyway.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say like your cannabinoids, what the things that bind to the brain structures that make things better.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is like your hippocampus and your amygdala, and there's something else, but I don't know where it is. Or in the temporal lobe. Anyway, they just, like, obviously make you feel, like, good sensations, but they enhance your memories as well, which, like, plays into your, like, orgasms. That's also
that's
why
so
it's, like,
cool.
So much better.
I did not know that,
yeah.
But now I do.
Yeah. Now I do. And, yeah, no, I totally have done the classic, like, 2 a.m. sexual healing rendezvous
experience
with, like, my bowl.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for going back to that. I
yes,
really appreciate it.
I was compelled.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so we didn't really talk about this that much, but we're gonna go back. Has your relationship with weed changed a lot since quarantine?
Yes. So I would say it's so funny. So this all kind of relates, right? So a lot of this I have talked about, but I would say that it's, I basically grew up not understanding what anxiety was, and I had heard the definition, mm-hmm. but I didn't really know what it meant. And it's funny because when you ask me about weed, I relate it to my mental health and anxiety, because honestly, at that point in the beginning of quarantine, I was just understanding what like the physical sensations of anxiety are. And I would literally stare at my to-do list and not be able to move. And it was really scary. And I was very overwhelmed. And so I turned to weed and it helped a lot. And basically I was capable of functioning and I could go through my day. And like, I wasn't high all day. I was sober all day, and I would look forward to smoking at night, and I would smoke, and I would turn my brain off for a few hours, and it would be so much more healthy than me sitting there, like, petrified, basically, and mm-hmm. that was, like, really what started a much stronger, I don't know if that's the right word that I want to use, stronger phase of weed. That's not right, but mm-hmm. I would say, like, more heavy like- usage.
More heavy use, yeah. Yeah. So I was gonna say.
Okay. Not,
and when was this?
This was, I would say, like, the second or third, like, month of quarantine. Like, still spring quarter. Okay. Like, probably, like,
May.
Middle spring quarter. Yeah, like, May, June. Okay. And I really, like, didn't think anything of it. I kind of just told myself that I shouldn't deprive myself of this when the world is going to shit. And yeah, I need
has
something.
Been my self-talk for the whole year.
Yeah, it's just like
all
and
the ups
I,
and downs.
I it's not like I really do drink socially pretty strictly. I don't have the desire to like drink a beer at the end of the day or whatever, you yeah. know. And so yeah. I but I do Same. I would rather like smoke a J, you know. And so I feel like mm-hmm. that anyway, I just felt like at that point I was using it a lot, but didn't think it was bad. And I still don't, like, I still think that was fine. But then I definitely did start to notice, like, okay, I should be kind of cutting back a little bit. Like, things are kind of, not that this is normal, but our lives mm-hmm. continued and they didn't just stay on pause. And I feel like I've had to adjust to this actually being my life, you know? And
yes, that is such a good point.
Yeah, that has been hard, but I feel like very necessary, because I'm gonna need, like, I'm gonna graduate in the spring and then like be in the real world, and I can't be smoking all day, you know?
I totally Which sucks, agree. But I feel like I've had the same experience up and down, where I have to be like reminding myself not to stop. Or, mm-hmm. like, I'm looking back and, like, we talked about, like, oh, you did not process that day. Like, it's super easy to do that in quarantine if, like, you smoke in the morning, for example. Like, it's just easy to just, if you, like, make that decision on, like, a whim, and then, like, your whole day kind of can be, like, fucked up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I definitely relate with what you're saying about having to like assess that situation and then like make changes accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take tea breaks?
Yeah. So not as much as I probably want to. It's like, if I can't find a legitimate reason to, I usually don't. And so it's basically like, I'll wait until I feel like, okay, I definitely should do that, and I will, and it'll work out just fine. And so I'd say like, I take them maybe like every other month for a few days, and just like, I don't know. And I don't think that, it's not like I smoke all day every day anymore. Like, some days I'll take a couple hits before bed, and other days I'll go smoke mm-hmm. with my roommates, like whatever it is. Usually it is every day, but I feel like it's not to the point where I'm also right now trying really hard to go with just edibles because our lungs are precious currently. So yes. Not that they're not always, like, your body's precious, all that jazz, but mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. definitely am mad at myself every time I smoke, and I just kind of keep doing it. But I'm trying really hard right now to focus on the ingestibles.
Well, that's really big of you, because I literally smoke out of a bong like every single day.
For, I
like,
think
the
that's
past, like,
very
month,
common.
Month.
So don't feel bad.
No. I don't. Well, I don't know. I need to tell, my sister's a biomedical engineer, and she like researches like cell regeneration.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
she like she's a big stoner, and she's always like, oh, it's obviously like you, if you have like a cough and it's like exacerbating it, like that's bad. Mm-hmm. But like marijuana actually like relaxes your lungs more than like stresses it. So that's like a good thing.
That makes me feel better.
So it's, yeah, that's why it's like not as common to hear people be like, to like use like smokers synonymously with like people who like smoke weed.
Right.
You know, like if people who smoke like cigarettes, like you're way more likely to.
Yeah. Get all that makes sense. Stuff.
But yeah, just to, I don't know if that anecdote like helps you at all, but like,
no, it does. I love that. That's super cool. It makes me feel better.
Okay, then we're just going to talk about like your sleep, and then that's all I have. How does, like, do you sleep well? Do you feel like you...
No.
You're sleeping...
Short answer, no. I feel like, in general, I definitely have had sleep issues like my whole life. And I think that like it got better for a while, and it goes through phases, but I think that mm-hmm. weed is like the one consistent thing that I know will put me to bed, and it works wonderfully every time, and I really enjoy it. So okay. I definitely use it pretty much every night, but I really don't know what I would like, and I should try. I really haven't tried very many alternative methods. I know this isn't like framing this in a very good light. I should probably try some melatonin or something.
There are so many other like things people do to go to bed that's like toxic for you.
Yeah.
That, like, not like, I mean, yeah, like drinking, whatnot, but like even, you know, pills. Like I'm on antidepressants, and I remember I was on Lexapro, and that keeps you like awake, so mm-hmm. I was prescribed this really strong sleeping pill, trazodone, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it was amazing, like it knocked you right out, but like yeah. it left you groggy in the morning, like it just, my problem is that I just can't unwind.
Same.
So like I just love, like I said, the process, like the methodical like experience of like washing my face, brushing my teeth, like putting my pajamas on, putting lotion on, like journaling, like, you know, getting in bed, lighting your candle, smoking weed. Like it's mm-hmm. literally so nice.
It's incredible. It feels, you're so right.
It's the best way to end your day.
Yeah. I'm really looking like forward to deserve. Living in an apartment so you
it's
can
literally
do that,
what
like,
you deserve
in your bed. That sounds so nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. I do love the joint in the bed experience. Do you dream?
That's such a good question. I love dreams. I am like super into dreams. I don't know anything about them scientifically. I just like them. So I do dream quite a bit more. I would say actually I think it's honestly pretty even, because it just kind of depends on, like, if I'm really high before I go to bed, or if I'm really, like, just it's lingering, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think if it's, like, strong, then I usually am just passed out and I, like, don't really dream much. But if it's not, mm-hmm. I'll dream just as much as I would if I was sober. And I usually dream, like, all night. Like, I'll have several dreams, and, like, some of them I'll remember and some of them I will know happened but, like, don't remember. But yeah, they're so interesting and fun. And
okay.
My high dreams are actually usually more fun. My sober dreams are usually more sad and scary. So
interesting.
My
so
high dreams
yeah,
are actually
so dream
usually
a lot
very
better.
Sexual. Yeah, which is like funny mm-hmm. to me.
When you're high.
Yeah. Not to bring that back again, but I just
no,
I have
I
to
love
be honest.
It. I'm learning so much. Like I look at you and it's just like Jaina's just a free bird.
I am a like, free bird. Just... I do be like that.
I love it so much. Okay. That is all I have for my questions. Is there anything else you want to add? I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Closing words about weed.
Oh man, this is so cringy. I feel like I have made a fool of myself, but hopefully no. I haven't made a fool of weed, because weed
no.
is, this is my final words to weed, is that it's a great substance, and that I understand if you don't enjoy it. Some people don't have the best reactions to it, but if you do, I mm-hmm. think that good for you, because I enjoy it too, and it's a fun time, and it helps a lot of people, so... I think it can be helpful for sure and harmful in other ways.
Right. I think that it is like something you have to learn to use. Mm-hmm. And it's good to learn.
Yeah.
Like to use it if that's what you want to do. If that's the, you know. But I think it's good to learn how to use it because you learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Also, I will promote the positive effects of CBD if you're not a fan of THC. CBD is super useful if you're like if you don't want the psychoactive effects. And I've been trying to get my mom into it for a while because like she's pretty like I think she has some anxiety and just like gets in her head a lot. And I think that helps. That a lot too of just like relaxing physically your body.
Yes. CBD, that's why it's like medical. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so nice.
I really want to make a pain. Actually, never mind. I'm keeping that secret to myself. I want a company that has to do with CBD, but we'll see if it happens. I might make it a thing.
Okay. You know what? Don't want to speak into existence yet.
Not yet. It's not ready.
Just think it into existence. That's so fair. Okay, well, thank you, Jaina, for coming on. Thank you for sharing all of that, by the way. You're very brave in, like, just the way you... Yeah, like, feel comfortable talking about your relationship with weed. Like, I feel like sometimes it can be kind of scary to talk about.
Thank you so much. I am really happy that we smoked before because I don't think I would have done that. Not that I would have been very different. Like, I don't think my answers would have been very different. I think it just would have been, I would have been more nervous. So.
No, I am totally the same way. Like, I'm still riding it.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, well, thank you. Hopefully, let's do this again sometime and we don't have to record anything. We can just talk.
I know. We need to come social distance, like throw back to the old
days. Yeah, come walk Green Lake or something.
Yeah. Oh, I actually was supposed to do that with Jules and I think we forgot, but thank you for reminding me.
Of course. I got you. Okay. Have a good night.
That concludes this week's episode of Damn, I Gotta Smoke, the increase in marijuana use during quarantine and social isolation. Catch us next week on part 2 of Damn, I Gotta Smoke with Maeve Boone. Thanks for coming. Tune in next week. Peace and love.